Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Artie DeKilmer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Artie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemist, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Fordell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements. We're talking about vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. And you can join our conversation by calling in with your questions. The telephone number is 1-800-321-0710. But before we do that, we're going to have a short discussion. And before I do that, I'm going to introduce our staff. Here with us today this afternoon is Don Goldberg. Hiya, Don.
Hi, Sam. Thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
And also is our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Fordell.
Well, thank you, Sam.
And we have a special guest on the line, and I'll introduce him to you in just a moment. What we want to do today, though, is to start off the program with an update on some of the recent research on a trace mineral, silicon, or as some of you may know it as silica. But the proper name is silicon. Now, silicon is a trace mineral. And in the past, we've associated silicon with connective tissue and bone, recommending it primarily for sprains, strains, osteoporosis prevention as well. And we know that also there's a role for silicon for healthy skin, hair, and nails. And indeed, we've had many people who have used it for that purpose. The problem was that there was not really a good supplement form of silicon available as we could have hoped for. Probably the best known supplement was called or is from horsetail, but just how well we were able to get silicon out of horsetail and into our body was the problem. Now, all of that changed a few years ago when a new form of supplemental silicon became available known as Biosil, and it's marketed by Jarrow Formulas. And this new form seems to have stimulated a number of research studies with results that may surprise you. And now this brings us to my introduction to our guest today. And here to tell us about this research is Dr. Dallas Quatra. Dr. Quatra is probably known to many of you because he's a frequent contributor to all of the popular health magazines as well as medical journals. He is the author of numerous books on nutrition and health, and he's a prominent consultant to many in the nutritional supplement industry in this country as well as Europe and Asia. And we consider it an honor and privilege to have Dr. Quatra on our program today. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Quatra.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, why don't we start off by telling us about silicon and why this special type of silicon biofill is so special.
Okay. Your introduction for the this trace mineral is actually very good. It hit the high points. The first thing you should know that research on silicon is and human health is actually relatively recent. As the great research started only around 1970 with Carl Isle and Schwartz. So this is relatively recent material. Now it's really an area of research that's picking up speed. I have to say it's really because people are beginning to realize that we haven't really looked here before, and the research now is looking increasingly at bone health, and there's some I shouldn't say too much, but I think there's going to be some real revelations coming out at the end of the year. And then, of course, the cartilage and joint health. And I would say that what is a little bit of a surprise because is probably the first double-blind, placebo-controlled study ever done with a oral nutraceutical or cosmeceutical is its impact on skin health. Okay,
really?
So we're really seeing, again, anything that has to do with collagen. The common thread here is that anything that has to do with collagen in the body, silicon probably plays a role. That's the common thread here.
Very good. Now, did you...
I think what I found most interesting was some of the recent research, and you just kind of touched on it, not so much on the effect of the bone and skin and hair, but the double-blind study that dealt with wrinkles and what we might actually term the cosmetic nature, almost, of the silicon, or I should say the biosilk. Can you tell us about those specific studies that actually dealt with the skin?
Okay. Now, this, as I said, I think that this may be the first true study of a cosmeceutical. Double-blind placebo-controlled, because people don't normally think of taking something orally, or taking by mouth or something to deal with photo-damaged skin, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happened was they performed a study looking expressly at prematurely aging and photo-damaged, that's sun-damaged skin. Okay. This is a study conducted by the Free University of Brussels. It took 50 women between the ages of 40 and 65, who showed this sort of excessive damage to the facial skin. They divided them into two groups. One group took the placebo, that was the inactive component, and the other group took two capsules of BioSil per day, that's a total of 10 milligrams of silicon as orthosilicic acid, for 20 weeks. Okay. After 20 weeks, they then started looking at, well, what are the signs of, say, wrinkles? What are the signs of skin roughness, the elasticity? If you stretch the skin, does it bounce back? Or you press your finger into, say, the skin, does it bounce back? Okay. They also looked at the thinness of the hair and the nails, because these are all related tissues, as you know. And what they found is that at the end of 20 weeks, and these are people who have sun-damaged skin. I attended the conference where this was first presented, by the way, in the U.S., and the dermatologists there were really quite surprised, because as a rule, dermatologists think of sun damaged skin, well, if it's damaged, it's damaged. There's not much you can do about it, right?
Right.
Okay, that tends to be the attitude in dermatologists. Very, this is a surprising result. I just say surprising, because this was the attitude amongst these individuals, is that there was a 30% reduction in skin roughness compared to the control group. Okay? And when you looked at the elasticity, there was much greater elasticity compared to the control group. So you're looking at really improving the basic foundation of the skin to reduce this skin roughness from photo damage to increase the elasticity. This is really, we're not talking about something that's sort of you put on a topical and you artificially keep moisture on the skin. And you can do this. Most creams do this. For example, an oil barrier. You prevent moisture from leaving the skin, and you try to handle matters in that fashion. That's normally as most, when we think about improving the skin health, that's what we're talking about. Now, this was working from the inside out. You're actually working from the dermis going towards the epidermis. Okay, you're actually starting at the bottom, how the skin is renewing itself, repairing itself. Okay, very, very interesting. 30% reduction in skin roughness, improvements in elasticity, and then when they looked at the strength of the hair and nails, they found that these are improved as well.
Yes,
I have a question. I'm looking on the National Library of Medicine. I'm trying to find the article you're referring to, and I see a couple of interesting articles of collagen-like peptides listed under silicon, although I know silicon is obviously not just a peptide, which does have anti-wrinkle effects, but I can't find any articles that are about silicon by themselves without the whatever this peptide is.
Okay. This paper was given by Burrell and the other researchers. It's called The Effect of Oral Intake of Choline-Stabilized Orthosilicic Acid on Skin, Nails, and Hair in Women with Photodamaged Facial Skin. It's given at the U.S. Symposium of the International Society of Bioengineering and the Skin, Orlando, Florida, in October 2004. I attended the conference. It is in press. As you know, with these researchers, they tend to be extremely skittish about anything that's in press until it's actually been published, so they don't want to damage the chance of publication, but it's currently been submitted to the Archives for Dermatological Research.
Okay.
And so
it's not in the database yet.
It's not in your database yet, but just an Archives for Dermatological Research, of course, is a major publication in this area. And the conference in Florida was one of these, was a primary conference for dermatologists interested in skin health.
Dallas, does Jarrow have an abstract or something of that study online yet, or not? Do you know?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I think he does, and I'm trying to think of the. I think it's it may be at www.biocell.com. I think that may be the how it's laid out. He does have this abstract online someplace, and I. Also, if you just visit www.jarrow.com, you'll see links to it. So probably the easiest thing is to just visit www.jarrow.com.
The BioSil is, it says in construction.
In construction, oh my. That's okay. I can tell you that they're redoing their entire website, and this should be up very shortly. The man who's redoing this swears to me that this will be up in a matter of a week or two.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll get back to more questions about this. I think, Sam, why don't we take a quick break, and then we'll talk some more about this after the break. How's that sound?
Very good, Don. Okay, you're listening to the Wilmer Window. We'll be back in just a few minutes and give you a chance to call us if you have questions about BioSil after our discussion. The number here at the studio is 1-800-321-0710. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Ford.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Dallas Kulacha, after these words.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. Like blood pressure control with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. And like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, TwinLab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to TwinLab. Answers for life. These papers have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Ellen Kamai, the natural nurse. Here's today's health tip from Nature's Answer.
They say the eyes are the window to the soul. Open your vision windows with liquid eye care from Nature's Answer, the eye care formula you take with a spoon. Combining vitamins A, C, and D as natural mix to tocopherol, along with key herbs such as bioflavonoids, bilberry, and lutein, liquid eye care from Nature's Answer is the ideal supplement to support ocular health. And it's naturally sweetened with organic agave nectar. Nature's Answer, your answer for the highest quality of liquid supplements.
Look for the platinum label from Nature's Answer, the liquid professional for over 30 years at fine health food stores or visit naturesanswer.com.
And by the way, the entire line of Nature's Answer supplements, including liquid eye care, are now on sale at Wilmer Chemists at 30% off list price. Here's a question. What is strontium? Strontium is a naturally occurring mineral present in water and food, and trace amounts of strontium are found in the human skeleton. Strontium, in fact, has an affinity for bone and is taken up at the bone matrix crystal surface. The influence of strontium on bone metabolism has been researched since the 1950s. Recent studies show that strontium promotes bone formation and decreases bone reabsorption, leading to normalized bone density. Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker Supplement contains strontium citrate, a form of strontium that is safe and effective dietary supplement. To maximize bone health and combat osteoporosis, Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker should be part of your supplement program. And there's no better time than now to stock up on strontium, as Doctor's Best Strontium Bone Maker, 340 milligrams, 60 capsule size, is now on sale at half price at Lunar Chemists. That's Doctor's Best science-based nutrition.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Bodell. And today we have a special guest, Dr. Dallas Colaccia, who is talking to us about silicon, a very important mineral that seems to be helpful for hair, skin, and nails, and connective tissues. And we're talking about its benefits. We had some questions, though. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, let me first mention, for those of you who actually want to see the results or a recap of this study, I do have it posted on the Wilner website. If you go to www.wilner.com and right on the home page under the Wilner Reference Library recap, you'll see it's the first recent study listed there. If you just click on that, you will get a nice little summary of the study that we were just talking about, okay, which I urge you to do. The other thing I wanted to point out, Sam, real quick, what I find so impressive about this is that, as Dr. Colaccia mentioned, we're not just putting something on the skin here to kind of cover up blemishes, to trap moisture in the skin, or to kind of tighten the skin with astringents to make it look as if it's healthier. We're actually strengthening the skin and improving the collagen structure of the skin from the inside out, which is really what we want it to be doing. And we're doing it with something that is healthy for you. The silicon that's in BioSil, as we mentioned, and we'll get into this more in just a moment, is not only good for your skin, but it's good for anything in the body that involves collagen. It's good for the bone, it's good for the joints, it's good for all these things. And in addition, it helps to make the skin healthier and reduces wrinkles and aging. And it's not expensive. You know, you hear advertisements all the time for all of these things to kind of use for putting on wrinkles, and it can cost hundreds of dollars for these things. BioSil from Jarrow comes in little veggie caps, and it comes in a liquid. And you're talking, I think the Wilner price is between $15 to $20 for the capsules of the liquid. So it's a win-win situation to me. Does that make sense to you guys?
Sounds great. Now, the thing is, Dr. Colaccia, the product available, the silicon is in the form of orthosilicic acid. Is this the same type of product? This was the same product or same substance used in the study?
Exactly.
Okay, how much silicon does someone have to take, or BioSil silica does one have to take to get the same kind of results as the study?
Okay, in the study they were using the capsules, which give 5 milligrams per day.
Mm-hmm.
But the study used 2 capsules a day, so you're getting 10. For most purposes, 5 milligrams a day, that's 1 capsule, or they say with the liquid 6 drops,
mm-hmm.
which would be 6 milligrams, is quite adequate. Okay, and typically what you'll start seeing, because keep in mind, you're looking for changes in the skin, hair, and nails, because these have to always grow out, as you know, but the audience may not know.
Sure.
You're talking about a period between 1 and 3 months,
right,
because you have to get from the root of the hair, the root of the nails, et cetera, before you can see a change. So you're always going to be taking taking 1 to 3 months to see a true change, because that's only after that period of time you get from the lower levels where all this is growing to the upper levels. But you're talking, a capsule a day, 6 drops a day, for most purposes, quite adequate. If you have this type of severe sun damage that they were looking at in this trial, 2 capsules a day.
What about a preventative role? I mean, it seems obvious it might do that, but if someone didn't have wrinkles, but let's say they're in the sun a lot, you think something like silicon would be beneficial?
Yes, and this, keep in mind that this clinical trial is only at the tail end of a whole lot of other research.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I think most people who are not medically trained tend not to think of all the preliminary work that you always do before you go to a clinical trial. In the animal studies that have gone on for years, We know that over a period of 3 months, you can increase the collagen in the skin and the dermis of the skin by about, say, 12 to 13%. Okay, mm-hmm. Now that's actually quite significant. Okay, and what happens, of course, when you're adding, when you're increasing this collagen content, you're also increasing the moisture that the skin will carry. Okay, which is a good thing. Because most of these items that people buy, you were mentioning about these creams, you think about the movie stars, you hear, oh, they spent $200 a bottle for that cream.
Right.
Okay, and what are you doing? You're looking at something that is essentially creating a moisture barrier. Okay, it's much better if you have a thicker dermis that's going to hold the moisture. Also, you change the way in which the skin is put together. I'm trying to think of a appropriate model. Think of your skin is a little bit like a piece of cloth, in that you have these crisscrossing pattern of the collagen strands.
Right.
The collagen is really like strands, like they have a thread that you use to do your sewing with. That's a collagen strand.
Mm-hmm.
And your skin is made up of crisscross or crosshatch of collagen, just like a piece of cloth is made up of all these threads. If you have, when you're young, what you have is a really thick, tight mesh mm-hmm. of these this network. Very tight. As you get older, your skin stops looking like a piece of silk and looks more like a piece of burlap.
That's very attractive.
Very attractive. But what's happening, of course, is that you're losing the number of strands, a lot of these strands.
Dr. Kalashra, I'm going to have to cut you up there because we have to take a quick break with including a check on the traffic. We'll allow you to continue your point. This is the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes. I'm here along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Codell and our special guest, Dr. Dallas Kowalczyk. Be back in just a moment.
If all you want to hear is rosy marketing hype about the next miracle vitamin pill, you don't want to buy the new book by Don Goldberg and Arne Gitomer, The Best Supplements for Your Health. But if you want the truth about nutritional supplements, then this is the book for you. The Best Supplements for Your Health is a comprehensive guide to choosing and using nutritional and herbal supplements. With insight and brutal honesty, Don and Arne tell you how to achieve optimal health and alleviate various health problems through the proper use of nutritional supplements. With over 400 pages of information and product-specific recommendations, The Best Supplements for Your Health is the perfect practical reference book. For more information, check the website at www.bestsupplementsforyourhealth.com. Looking for the perfect gift? Consider giving The Best Supplements for Your Health. Available at major bookstores, online, from Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and from Wilner Chemists. The Best Supplements for Your Health, a Twin Streams book from Kensington Publishing.
This is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. And now for a quick check of the traffic, here's Diane D'Alvera. Diane D'Alvera.
No problem. Good afternoon, everyone. Monmouth County, both ways of Route 527 finally have been reopened at Eli Harmony Road in Freehold from an earlier accident. That's been cleared. Southbound on the New Jersey Turnpike, it's jammed from Interchange 8A in Jamesburg all the way to Interchange 7A for I-195. That's about a 13-mile backup. On the northbound Garden State Parkway, it's slow approaching exit 136 in Cranford with cleanup of an accident on the shoulder. Hudson County, eastbound Route 3, there's a right-lane stall on the ramp at Route 495 in North Bergen. Crossing the Hudson River, it's a nightmare at the inbound George Washington Bridge. Upper deck, 90 minutes from the 80-95 approaches. 45 minutes downstairs. The Lincoln is 30 minutes with a left lane crash on the Helix. The Holland is 25 minutes from the New Jersey Turnpike. Leaving the city, the Holland is 25 minutes. The Lincoln is 10. The outbound George looks good. Eastbound Cross Bronx Expressway still has heavy residual delays from the apartments to Jerome Avenue from an earlier accident. And Queens on the westbound LIE is slow from Main Street to Grand Central Parkway with a right lane stall. This report brought to you by the New York Daily News. It's Lotto Bonanza Month in the Daily News. Get two lotto tickets for the price of one in the Daily News every day in August. A buy one, get one free voucher from New York Lotto. I'm Diane D'Alvera, WOR Traffic.
Are you up looking for a place on the Internet to get answers to your questions about nutritional supplements? Are you looking for reference articles or reprints, radio program excerpts, or a link to health notes? A way to search through all this information easily? Do you want to listen to previous Wilner Window radio shows or hear some of our past interviews over again? Do you want to find product information or to search for products by name, use, manufacturer, or generic name? Do you want to see a full listing of products that are on sale? And would you like to purchase those products easily, securely, and at your convenience? Well, It used to be that you could do all that by visiting either of our two Lunar Chemist stores, but now you can do it another way by logging on to the new, improved Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. It's all there, easy to use, informative, safe, and convenient. It's the new Wilner Chemist website at www.wilner.com.
Now, a word about silicon, a mineral known to be essential for the normal growth and structural integrity of connective tissue and bone. Recent research has shown positive correlation between dietary silicone intake and bone mineral density of the hip in men and premenopausal women. Dietary silicates undergo hydrolysis, forming orthosilicic acid, which is then readily absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. BioSil, the supplement you have heard us talk about from Jarrow Formulas, is a special choline-stabilized form of orthosilicic acid, which has been found to be highly bioavailable. A recent study presented at the American Society for Bone and Mineral Research studied the effect of BioSil on bone loss in aged, overreactivized rats. The results show that BioSil significantly reduces bone loss, confirming the earlier studies in animals and humans. BioSil, from Jarrow Formulas, proven support for bone health.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, everybody. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're speaking with a special guest, Dr. Dallas Quattro. And before we get to your phone calls, which we will do, I promise, I just want to tell you about the new sale in effect at Wilner Chemist. It's our giant summer sale. We've got 48 product lines on sale at discounts up to 50% off the price, and here are some examples. We've got Doctor's Best, Source Naturals, and American Health at 35% off list price, the entire line. We've got Country Life, Da Vinci Labs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods at 30% off list. And we have a new 96-page sale flyer with and a 224-page spring edition of the Lunar Chemist Reference Catalog available. It's filled with health information and product data. And if you don't have a copy, you can get one just by calling 1-800-633-1106, and you choose option number 3. It'll make a recording of your name and address. The number again is 1-800-633-1106, or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilner.com.
And, of course, you can always do it the old-fashioned way. You can stop by one of our two stores in Manhattan. We have a store in Midtown, 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just one block south of Grand Central Terminal. Or we can stop by our downtown store. It's located at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, Dr. Quattro, you were talking about skin as if it was, what, canvas?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, finish. What is the silicon's role in repairing this damage?
All right. I was comparing young skin to, mm-hmm. say, like silk.
Right.
It's very smooth. And you look at silk, you have a very tight knit, very tight weave.
Right.
Okay. Whereas older skin looks more like a suggested burlap.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an attractive comparison,
right.
but it may be apt because mm-hmm. what's really happening is that the texture of the weave, the network of the collagen strands, is being broken down. So what we perceive as wrinkles is really the loss of these various strands that originally would have been there. Okay? And the effect of increasing collagen production, say, by 12 or 13%, is that underneath, because you're Oocanthin dermis, when you see the wrinkles, for the most part, you're Oocanthin dermis, and slowly as you get older, you're looking at the epidermis, which is the top layer.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get older, of course, what happens is that the bed of the dermis gets thinner and thinner, so these wrinkles appear deeper and deeper. But what you want to do is you want to increase the thickness of the dermis, which is the active layer, where all this is growing,
mm-hmm.
where the moisture really is. And that will result in the disappearance of a lot of these fine lines and wrinkles. Why? Because you're filling in from below.
Okay, well, we have a call. It sounds like it relates to what we're talking about. Let's talk to Marilyn from Little Neck. Marilyn, you've got a question for us?
Yes, I do. I just got diagnosed with what they call precancerous little marks on my chest. It was called lichen, planus-like keratosis with features of solar keratosis. And I'm just wondering if there's something other than something like Aldara that can take care of that, and something like perhaps what you're describing now.
All right, Dr. Quattro.
Oh, I sort of fear to try if you're already diagnosed, your doctor must have recommended some treatment. You want now the biopsy is never going to have a negative consequence. I want to make a very strong point here that there are no side effects of the biopsy. There are no sort of negative consequences here. All you're doing is giving the body the substance to repair itself. Okay, so you can probably add this to any treatment that you're looking at without any fear. So that's the positive side, is that I don't see why you couldn't add this to the treatment, because all you're doing is improving the body's ability to repair these structural tissues.
Okay.
Now, what your doctor has in mind beyond that, of course, you have to talk to your doctor.
Yeah. You just touched on a couple things that I wanted to make sure we cover. I realize that you only have a limited amount of time to spend with this, but I just wanted to make the point, or to reemphasize what you said. There's really no downside to using a BioCell. As we've just spent a lot of time explaining, of course, it's good for the skin. It helps to retard the aging and sun damage and prevent wrinkles and so forth. It also strengthens the skin, it strengthens hair, it strengthens nails, and it's good for the bones. We read in the commercial that there have been many studies that show that it can also help to prevent osteoporosis and so forth. But there is no downside, right? You're saying there's no side effects, no toxicity that's known?
I have seen no indication that there is any sort of toxicity with this. And keep in mind, what's really going on here is that we ortho-silicic acid, or ortho-silicic acid, however you want to pronounce it, is a natural component when we eat, for example, whole grains, which are the what we normally mill off of these grains is a source for silicon naturally, or foods that we no longer eat. We don't normally make, bone soup any longer. Okay? A lot of things that we no longer have in our diets were sources of silicon. And before our body could absorb the silicon, you had to hydrolyze it, which means that your acid in your stomach takes this and breaks it down into the smallest component part. Okay? So you're looking at a nutrient. It's a mineral nutrient, just like zinc is a mineral nutrient. Iron and calcium are all mineral nutrients that we don't get very much of anymore. That's the problem. And unfortunately, of course, as we get older, our needs go up, but the amount of hydrocarbonic acid in our stomach goes down, so our ability to get at these nutrients that we need every day disappears.
Well, we tell people all the time, and we've been saying this for a long time, that it's a mistake. A lot of people are told that they're at risk for osteoporosis, and their doctor says, go get calcium. And they're going out to the drugstore or Kmart or something, and they buy a calcium supplement, and they think that they're doing all they need to now to ward off osteoporosis. And we try to point out all the time that it's not just calcium. It's calcium, magnesium, and all the trace minerals. And obviously, silicone in the form of BioCell is one of the most important of those trace minerals. Which, is there any I'm assuming that there's no reason also why it can't be used along with glucosamine and vitamin C and proline, MSM, all of the other nutrients that are involved in the synthesis of collagen?
I would say that there's a lot of reason for thinking it should be. Okay. We think of the bones as being mostly mineral. In fact, the bone is about 28% collagen of various sorts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it has a living structure in it. It's renewing itself all the time. The problem with osteoporosis is it's a breaking down process running faster than the renewal process. But the bone is about 28% collagen. Silicon plays a role any place you find collagen in the body. And I compare silicon to when you build a house, you're putting up scaffolding. Before you put up the wall of your house, you put up scaffolding, right? And the silicon is like that scaffolding. It's there. You're using antibodies to repair anything that's made up of collagen, cartilage, or bone. You put up a scaffolding based upon silicon first, and then you build it in afterwards, for example, with calcium. all this renewal of your bone actually depends upon silicon being there first.
Okay, good. How long can you stay with us, Dr. Cloatra?
I can stay till the end of the hour.
Okay, great.
Sounds good. Dr. Podell, did you want
to
make a comment?
Well, I'm trying to drag things out of the back of my brain. About 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago, we had a couple of calls on lichen planus, and at that point, I think there was some nutritional therapy that I discovered that in going back through my internet here, I haven't been able to find again. But there was some vitamin or mineral treatment that appeared in two studies, and I don't remember what it was. I also came across some articles about dental amalgams as triggering lichen planus in the mouth, particularly if it was near where the lichen planus is near an amalgam. And that there are a couple of articles, and this sounds strange, but removing the dental amalgams seem to hasten healing. I'm not going to recommend it because I'm just, you know, these are just a couple of studies. Mm-hmm. But I thought that was quite interesting and something that the caller should talk to the dentist about.
Okay, well, Marilyn hung up, but hopefully she's got still has her radio on. So, Marilyn, maybe you want to look into dental amalgams, mercury, I guess, mercury.
And Don, you don't remember what we talked about on lichen planus, huh?
No, I'm afraid not.
I don't. Maybe I'm imagining
if
it.
We can
think there were a couple of calls.
If we can remember next week, maybe we'll bring it up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, we got a minute or so more.
Maybe it was leukodystrophy.
All right, well, you keep looking that up there, Dr. Cordell. We have time for a quick call here from Hal. How are you doing, Hal?
Hi, how are you? Thank you. Yesterday, I went into Willis Park Avenue store, and I bought the oil of oregano, extra strength by now, and it's mixed with extra virgin olive oil.
Uh-huh.
Well, following the instructions, I took up to the 0.5 level on the dropper, put it on the spoon, and took it straight. Uh-huh. My whole mouth started to burn. What am I doing wrong, or is that the normal reaction one gets?
Well, I mean, oil of oregano is pretty intense stuff. I've taken it myself straight. Sometimes you can dilute it in some water. You can take two or three drops. I don't know. How many drops did you think you were taking?
I just, Sam, I took it up to the eyedropper, and it's up to the 0.5 level. That's half of the whole dropper. Is that too much at one time? Or?
Well, it looks like it was for you. You may want to test. I mean, look, the mucous membranes in the mouth and the throat, they are probably very sensitive. You have to use some caution, I guess, when you apply something new to those areas. So, indeed, the oil of oregano probably could cause some irritation. It's pretty strong stuff, like tea tree oil. So use some caution, I guess. I've used it, and we've recommended it to hundreds of thousands of customers with pretty good results for things like sore throat. I've taken it and it seems to work pretty well, but I only use like a few drops at a time. I don't know if I take that much in one shot. You could probably do 2 to 4, maybe even 6 drops max, a couple times a day or even 3 times a day, but I wouldn't go any further than that. If you have to, dilute in some water. Maybe you can dilute in water in a bottle.
Read the instructions on the bottle carefully. Make sure that you weren't following instructions for something other than using it by mouth. I don't recall looking at that particular bottle, but they could possibly have been giving you instructions for using it topically or for making it into a tea or for diluting it or something else. So go back and double check that you read the instructions correctly.
Is the irritation going away, Hal?
Now it's
okay.
Decided.
Okay. All right. Just use it very, very small amount if you're going to attempt to do it again, okay?
Then may I ask one more quick question?
Sure. Make it quick.
All right. Green tea. I have home organic green tea bags,
right.
Both the decaffeinated and the regular,
right.
The caffeine. I've heard some negatives about green tea with caffeine. Can you straighten out this issue for me?
Yeah, I mean, if you're hypertensive, if caffeine affects you in any adverse way, sure, don't take the caffeine with the green tea. I don't think there's any problem taking green tea with caffeine. Let me tell you, millions and millions and millions of people in the world drink green tea with caffeine.
Yeah, Sam, can I make a quick comment? Because I've been doing, we're going to do a program in a week or two on theanine. There's a number of reasons why the caffeine in green tea is of less importance than many people think it is, okay? Number one, the way the tea is processed, a lot of the caffeine is bound up with the tannins and so forth, so it's not as available as it is in other things like coffee. Number two, there are things in green tea that counter the effect of the caffeine. Theanine, which you've probably heard mentioned, is something in green tea that that counters the effect of caffeine on the central nervous system. So I would suggest that anybody who thinks that they, or who just sort of as a knee-jerk reaction tries to avoid caffeine, may not need to be as concerned about the caffeine in green tea. Because don't forget, each time that you process a product like a tea or coffee or anything else and you take out something like the caffeine, that's one more processing step where you tend to lose perhaps good things along with the bad. So the least processing that you can get away with, the better you are. And unless you are really, really positive that you have to avoid caffeine 100%, I would suggest that you maybe cautiously see if there is indeed a problem. There probably is not.
Okay, thanks, Don, and thanks, Hal, for the call. Okay, it's time for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710 if you've got questions for Dr. Dallas Kowatra about BioCell Silicon, or if you have any other questions, just give us a call. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Ford.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Pardell.
And we'll be back with our guest, Dr. Dallas Kowatra, after this message from Natrol and their new product, Brain Speed. Here's a question. What's your brain speed? Could it be faster? Well, I know mine could. Well, if it's not, well, help is on the way. Natrol's Brain Speed is an innovative new line of brain supplements that help you improve your brain's processing speed. Over 3 years in development, Natrol's Brain Speed is available in three unique formulas to meet your specific cognitive needs. It addresses attention, memory, and performance. Now, in addition to helping you think faster, these Brain Speed products can help promote attention, maintain memory, and improve decision-making speed. Does it work? Well, you can see for yourself. Natrol's Brain Speed is the first brain supplement that actually gives you a tool to measure your results. 2 months free access to the Brain Speedometer, an online test that measures your cognitive performance and allows you to track your progress while taking Natrol Brain Speed. So, think faster with Natrol Brain Speed. Natrol has been nourishing the potential of mind and body for 25 years. Brain Speed and other fine Natrol products are available at Wilner Chemists, always at discount prices. Find more out about Brain Speed at brainspeed.com.
American Health has a multiple vitamin supplement that contains more than just vitamins and minerals. It also contains lipotropic and enzyme factors. It contains whole food concentrates rich in active phytonutrients. It has herbs, amino acids, antioxidants, and trace minerals. And it is specifically formulated so that it releases all of these nutrients in two stages, some right away and some later. So this product from American Health is really more than a multiple. Sure, it has all of the vitamins and minerals, but there is so much more. Antioxidants, phytonutrients, enzymes, herbs, and energy-rich whole food concentrates. So, as I said, it's really more than a multiple. In fact, that's what American Health decided to call it, more than a multiple, and you can understand why. More than a multiple from American Health is now available from Wilner Chemists, regular and iron-free, at 20% off list price.
Actually, it's available at 35% off list price, the entire line of American Health supplements as well, also on sale at 35% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Here's a question. Do you have problems with your vision? Are you concerned about cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, or seeing clearly at night or in dim lighting? Well, research has shown that various nutrients can support eye health and visual function, and one of our favorite products for this is Ginkgold Eyes, and it's by Nature's Way. Ginkgold Eyes contains 20 milligrams of lutein and 1 milligram of zeaxanthine from marigold extract. Now, everyone knows how important these carotenoids are to the eyes, but that's not all. Ginkgold Eyes also contains bilberry extract and Nature's Way patented ginkgo biloba extract. Now, Ginkgold Eyes is the perfect visual supplement, visual function supplement, and it's especially good for those already taking regular multivitamin and antioxidant supplements. Inkled Eyes is from Nature's Way. Wilner Chemist carries the entire line of Nature's Way herbal and vitamin supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Dr. Dallas Quatra. And before we get back to your phone calls, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi Collection of multivitamin supplements, which, by the way, are now on sale at Wilner's at 35% off list price. Let's see. We've got a few lines open, so if you folks have questions about silicon and how it may be of help to you, you can give us a call and you can ask an expert about it. Okay, Susan, you're live on the Wilner Window. How can we help you today, Susan?
Yeah, hi. I was calling because my son is 37 years old,
mm-hmm.
and a little over 6 months ago had a severe osteoporosis in his right hip. Could hardly walk with it. And he had an MRI, he was diagnosed with it. He took medication from the doctor as well as I told him to get this coral calcium with vitamin D and magnesium in it, which he took, and soy milk and so forth. Over time, that has healed pretty well. Now, his right knee is very bad. He can hardly walk.
Mm-hmm.
And they took an X-ray. They're scheduled to take an MRI, but the X-ray showed osteoporosis in that knee now.
Well, Susan, can I just clarify, or are we talking about osteoarthritis?
No, we're talking about osteoporosis.
Okay, so
the bone is actually looks like the knee right now in the X-ray actually looks like just lace, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Hard to explain, but I haven't seen it, but that's the way the hip looked.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Dallas? Osteoporosis of the hip and knee?
My God, and a man of 37. Well, of course, the real question here is what's fueling this, because this is unusual. I think everyone recognizes
right.
It's unusual, and so there's obviously something ongoing. So they have to find some way to discover what's fueling the process. The BioSil improves the calcium uptake. Okay, so it's one of these things that you probably know that the more calcium you take, unfortunately, the amount that you're absorbing tends to go down as you increase the dose. So you can't just get more calcium into the bones by taking more calcium. It doesn't work that way. It helps up to a point, and then you have to do something else. Okay. The nice thing about the BioSil is that they've shown that this plays a role in improving calcium uptake. They've used silicon with, for example, women who are already osteoporotic and found that it improved bone mineral density. So you have a track record. You have a track record of improving bone mineral density with silicon here. So it can't hurt. The first thing I'd say is it can't hurt. So it would improve whatever else you're doing. It will improve the uptake of that calcium, improve its deposition into the bone. So that's, I would say, whatever else, go ahead and try it. But the main thing you have to do is find out what is happening that he should have this problem, especially at this age.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Have they done a general bone density type measurement for the hip?
They've done
the
a bone scan.
Okay.
You know, they did one of the whole body recently, and it showed red or hot spots all around this knee. But they have not done density. And somebody had mentioned to me about a thing called Lacey osteoporosis. I never heard of it. And it travels through the body. Have you ever heard of anything like that? The orthopedists don't seem to know what to do with this.
Well, I don't really know about this migrating osteoporosis we're talking about, but see, there's a medical workup that needs to be done. And while local mechanical factors could affect the foot and affect the ankle and affect the knee.
Like if he hurt his hip, maybe his knee suffered from.
Right, all that. There are a whole bunch of different causes that they're looking for, but then you have to make sure that they look for it all. So, for instance, if the parathyroid gland is not functioning right, you will lose a lot of bone. if you have a gluten problem, even if you don't have diarrhea, but something like a celiac disease without diarrhea even, you would not absorb calcium well. So if the orthopedists don't know what to do with it, which is possible because the orthopedists are surgeons, you want to probably talk to an endocrinologist, or there are medical osteoporosis specialists now as part of the workup. And that's my advice. And when that's done, then we can talk about how to treat it.
If he's going to, let's say he pursues some of these further tests, though, doctor, how about taking a bone mineralization formula like Bone Up and
Those are probably fine and
vitamin D.
But the issue really is what's going on and what's missing.
I mean, it sounds like, because you're talking about specific hot spots in the body, it sounds like there's some type of massive inflammation locally.
Mm-hmm.
Which of course tends to remove calcium from any of the bone tissues nearby. So it's I'm wondering whether we're looking for the wrong thing. And it sounds I tend to think that your earlier comment that is this really a secondary fact to some sort of osteoarthritis or not osteoarthritis but rheumatoid arthritis or something like this that's active.
Yeah, you know, it could be a mechanical thing. If his hip, if you originally had a problem with his hip, you know, bone is remodeling itself all the time, of course. And if for a period of time you're stressing another part of your body to compensate for a problem in another place, you could be in turn causing a problem in the other spot. So one of the things to check out, among the other things we mentioned, is whether or not it's just he caused this because of the imbalance created by the previous problem.
Okay, well, that sounds reasonable. Thanks for the call, Susan. Okay, let's see. Do we have time for one more call? Let's try Mary. You're live on the Wellness Window. How can we help you, Mary?
Yes, hello. It'll be real quick. Wonderful program. On the BioZill, I take about 40 to 50 vitamins a day.
You know, Mary, I'm sorry. You know, the engineer is signaling to me that it's time to end our first hour. I'm so sorry. But you know what? If you hold on, we'll do our best to answer your question. Just hang in there. We'll get to your questions at the next hour. Okay, this is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And I want to thank Dr. Dallas Cloatra for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming in and talking to us. This portion of the Wellness Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more ester seed products than any other company.
Draw the curtains on this portion of the Wellness Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wellness Window is brought to you by Wellness Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.